that's what I'd call like a continuous or broken rhythm drill. And I find a jab cross hook's a really good example of that. You'll try it on the pads with someone and you'll feel it's completely different, whether you sort of just go bam, bam, bam on the spot, or whether you go bam, bam, step out and throw it, or whether it's one, two, step, boom, hook. But they're all quite good power shots, but you start to move your head around and it's literally on the pads. It's still jab cross hook. It's the same shape, but you'll suddenly become aware how you're moving around different sides of your partner. And you're not staying on the spot as you're doing it. So it's drilling in the footwork at the same time.
Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heatrick Muay Thai Performance.
Angles and rhythms. So if you're throwing a jab cross hook, one, two, three. So lead hand straight, rear hand straight, lead hook coming in around the side. Working that with different rhythms and footwork patterns. So it's the same combo, but you can massively change the shape of it. So either one, two, three, there on the spot, and that's continuous, one, two, three, that kind of timing. Or try it with, so if I've got an orthodox stance now with my left foot in front, one, two, and then outstep with the right foot in a diagonal pattern off to the side as you throw the hook. So it's kind of like one, and as you throw that, you can sort of have that little slip to it, so the head's just moving offline. One, two. And then if I'm now stepping and changing stance, boom. So it's like one, two, bam. And I've outstepped with my right foot to create that angle. Microphone's kind of in the way to mess that up. So that's one. So that would be still one, two, three count. But the angle has stepped off on the hook. That another way now is to, instead of angling off to my right, which means outstepping with my right foot, can outstep to the diagonally to the left. And this one you can throw it as a broken rhythm. One, two, step, hit. So it goes one, two, boom. And it breaks the rhythm. So rather than it being like boom, 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 jab, cross, hook, it becomes jab, cross, hook. And it just makes them kind of go guard, guard. Oh, just take a look. Oh, down there, there's the hook. But what it also does, as I step out here and load that front leg up, I've now got time to generate some force from the floor. Boom, to really launch that with a power shot. Becomes a really good shot as well. But it's starting to get you used to moving your head off the center line with some of that. And it's this as well. Okay, so your hands were kind of firing from down here a bit. So I want you to think about chin down and a shoulder's got to be up, guarding my chin one side and my hand the other side the whole time. But as that jab extends out and I twist over on the end, that shoulder's raised, my chin's in behind it. So that's clean, that's covered. My hand's the other side, elbows down into the side of the body. As I throw the cross, I swap that. This hand comes back. It's got to cover this side of my chin, but this shoulder's got to come forwards to cover that. So I'm shrugged up. And actually it's more like that. So it's kind of not a clean shot straight up the middle. So even if I don't move, bam, bam, and it's all covered up. It's not like straight up the middle there. And when I throw a hook, that hand's back and that shoulder's up and it's like, ooh, I'm shrugging through. So there's not that sort of clean line to me. If you've got your hips twisting on it and your body, rather than being, so if I'm sideways on now, rather than my body being upright, guarding like this, I'm actually curved forwards a bit. So you're curved like this. So now if I'm kind of move out of the way. So now if I'm curved and I just twist at the hips, my head's on the end of that. I'm just curved. I'm not moving my head, but I just twist my hips. My head's moving off the center line, but all I'm doing, I'm still rock solid with my guard and I'm just pivoting on balls of my feet and kind of doing that. And actually, if I'm shuffling as I'm moving, that's my head moving off the center line. And then you can tag your punches off of that as well, but it's twisting, twisting, twisting. So rather than it being sort of like bending at the torso and moving where you can get grabbed and kneed and all that kind of stuff, it's more about I've got that natural little curl to my stance and I'm twisting at the hips to generate some head movement. And I'm just thinking, shoulders up, chin's down. If I've got an arm out extended, that shoulder's up. And if the arm's back, the hand's back covering here. And it's that, what I've referred to as like red alert, green alert. So if I'm close enough to hit him with a punch, I've got to think he's close enough to hit me, and I've got to have my hands up nice and high. Whereas you were just, it was almost like you were at like green alert, hands were down a little bit more, but you were stepped in close enough to be able to get caught.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit Heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.